The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Hamad Aleph, brings down a brisa. It says, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Ma'olam Layad Shechina Lamata. The Shechina never went down Lamata to this world. Velo Olam, Olu Moshe B'Olam Armin, Moshe Ben Eliyahu Navi went up, never went up to Shemayim. So the Gemara is being made that Moshe and Eliyahu never went up all the way to Shemayim. Now Gemara has a kasha on this. In fact, the Gemara, B'Haksev, it says by Moshe Benu, Moshe Allah El Elokim. It says Moshe Benu went up to Elokim, which sounds like it went all the way up into Shemayim. And the Gemara answers, it's not a kasha because of the Lamata Ma'asar. It doesn't mean he mamish went up all the way to Shemayim. He always remained at least Lamata from Ma'asar Tfachim from Shemayim. That's what the Gemara answers, a kasha from Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Yavitz over here, a Peldik Akasha. And why it's a Peldik Akasha, we'll see in a minute. But this is his kasha. He says, the Gemara answers Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could say he didn't mamash go into Shemayim. He went up Lamata Masar, fine. But he says, I have a Beferish Pasuk in the Navi, where it says, Beferish Eliyahu Navi, mamash went up into the Shemayim. It's a Pasuk in Melachim Beis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yadalf. It says, V'yal Eliyahu B'Sa'ara HaShemayim. It's Mefurish. He went up B'Sa'ara HaShemayim. He went to Shemayim. He was there in Shemayim. Over here, you can't say it means Lamata Masar because it says he was in the Shemayim. So, fact the Yavetz, this is L'Cher Kenegah the Gemara. The Gemara says Eliyahu Navi never went up. We have a Beferish Pasuk that Eliyahu Navi went up to the Shemayim. He adds another kasha. He says also it's once he went up, he stayed there, never came down fully. So, obviously, you can't tell me it was a Lamata Ma'asara. He mamash went up to the Shemayim with the Malachim. So, what do we do with this Beferish Pasuk, which is L'Cher Kenegah the Brisa? So, that's his kasha. Now, he blab sure he doesn't answer it, but I thought maybe you can answer this kasha. I'll pee a Yosei Nifla from the Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer in Chuvis. Says the Gavaldik Yosei, brings down the Gemara in Erevan and Dafim Gimel, where the Gemara has a Shaila, if Yesh Tchumen Lamala Ma'asar. This is Tchumen on Shabbos, does that apply to when you travel above 10 Fachim from the earth? Is there an Issa Tchumen over there or not? And the Gemara brings a Raya, brings an interesting Raya. It says that there was a Maisa on Shabbos, that somebody came and he taught Halachas, 7 Halachas in the morning, in Shabbos morning, in Surah. And then in Shabbos afternoon, that same person went to Pumpadisa and he taught the same Halachas to Rava. So the Gemara is bothered, how could a normal human being can't travel in a couple hours from Sur to Pumpadisa? So who is this person who traveled that distance on Shabbos? It must be, it was Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi did it. Eliyahu Navi has superpowers, he could fly. He flew from Sur to Pumpadisa, and if he flew, it was Lamala Masar. And we'd have a raya that ain't Tchum in Lamala Masar. You see, there's no Isser Tchum in Lamala Masar. That's the raya of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, it's not a raya because Dilma Yosef Shida Aminu. Maybe it was not Eliyahu Navi who taught these halachas. Maybe it was somebody else who was a shade by the name of Yosef who does not have to keep Shabbos. Shadim don't have to keep Shabbos, and therefore there's no raya from here that ain tchumen l'malo me'asar. Adkan is the Gemara. Comes along the Chsam Sefer and he asks Pelik Akashi. He says, fine, you answered this mice over here by teaching the halachas, but what are you going to do with every bris that happens on Shabbos? Every time there's a bris on Shabbos, we know Eliyahu Navi comes to the bris, Eliyahu is a malacha bris. And you could have a bris in Baltimore, then you could have a bris in New York, and a bris in Lakewood, and Eliyahu Navi is traveling from bris to bris on Shabbos. He's flying l'malo me'asara. So l'chari you have a shtaker raya that ain't chumen l'malo me'asara. So what does the Gemara do with this raya from bris? L'chari that is not answered with l'fi the teretz of the Gemara. So the Chsam Sefer wants to say like this, to answer this kasha, he says basically that there are two dinim in Eliyahu Navi, two bechinas, two different oifanim in which Eliyahu Navi could appear. Eliyahu Navi could appear with a guf, with a physical guf, b'dmus Adam, and he could appear as a malach elokim, where we can't see him. And he says there's a fundamental chilek between these two bechinas. When he comes with a guf gashmi, with basar, then he's treated like a person, and he's chayv b'mitzvah, he's chayv b'chol tara kula. When he comes as a malach, when he comes b'dmus malach, when you can't see him, then he's like any malach, he's not mechuyev to keep the tire, he's not mechuyev in tire mitzvahs, he has a din of a malach. Memele, he says like this, the fact that Eliyahu Navi could go to one bris and then another bris on Shabbos, that's not a problem, because when Eliyahu Navi comes to bris, he appears as a malach. We don't see him, he's called malach abris, he comes as a dmus of a malach, and over there there's no isser of tchumen, and the fact that he goes from bris to bris, the Gemara can't bring any raya from that. What is the Gemara's raya from the fact that he taught these halachas in Sur and Pumpadisa? That's because he was teaching Tyre. When you teach Tyre, there's din of Leba Shemayim. We can't learn Tyre from Malachim. You have to learn it from an Adam. So if he taught Tyre, he must have been an Adam, B'dmus Gashmi, when he taught the Tyre. If he's coming down, B'dmus Gashmi, with a guf, then he's Mechayim in the Mitzvahs. And if the fact that he flew over the Tchum would be a raya that ain't Tchumen Lamala Me'asar. Adkan is the Shtagel Tyre, the Chsam Sefer. I mentioned before that the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emunah and Shvi is Perek Yod. He has a kasha on this Chsam Sefer. He says he doesn't understand the raya. Maybe La'ilam, you could say that Eliyahu Navi, when he taught the halachas in Tzura, he taught it as a person, because Lo B'Shamayim He. But then, before he flew to Pumbedisa, he turned himself into a malach, and he flew as a malach, where he's not mechuyev to keep the Isur Tchumen. And then when he came down again in Pumbedisa, he turned himself back into an Adam to teach the halachas over there. So again, there's no raya from the Gemara, shouldn't have a raya that ain't Tchumen l'malam asara. While he was flying mechus Tchum, he was a malach, and while he taught the halachas, he was an Adam. That's what he asks on this Chassam Sefer, and he said that when Bialdusa, he asked his kasha to the Chazanish, and the Chazanish told him that if he would be an Adam while he taught the halachas, it would be asa for him to turn himself into a malach and Shabbos, because that would be netilas neshama. So therefore, he can't say that he did that. Reb Chaim says that the Chazanish said this bibdichusa, and why is it bibdichusa in kamakam laharich? That was his teretz to his kasha. What I want to take out from this Chassam Sefer is that you have these two bechinas of Eliyahu Navi. Sometimes he's a malach, sometimes he's an Adam, and depending on that, he has different dinim legabe keeping the Torah. So l'chay, you could say that this that the Gemara says over here, the Moshe and Eliyahu never went up l'marim. The Gemara means they never went up as people with their guf. They never went up l'marim, but as a malach, of course, you could go up as a malach to the Shemaim. Every malach is in Shemaim, and that the Gemara never meant. So Mimele, the Yavetz is kasha from the fact that the pasuk says in Malachim, the Vayal Eliyahu Besar HaShemayim, that's not a kasha, because over there he went up as a malach, he went as a malach, he remained there forever, he lived as a malach. It's only when he came down he turned into an Adam. So the fact that he's there, Besar HaShemayim, that is not a kasha, and that would answer l'char the kasha of the Yavetz. I'll put this aside of the Chassam Sefer. So in other words, the Gemara means people can't go up as people, but as a malach, of course, you could go up into Shemayim. The Gemara never meant that a malach can't be in Shemayim. But the problem is, as I mentioned, the kasha of the Yavetz is a pella. What's the Yavetz asking? The Yavetz is asking that l'char is shrei from Eliyahu Navi, where it says v'yal Eliyahu b'sar shemayim. His lashon is tamua aksiv. It says in Malachim v'yal Eliyahu b'sar shemayim, and you can't answer over there l'mata ma'asar. Now the pella is that if you look in the Gemara over here in Daf Hey, the Gemara itself has this kasha. This is mamish the Gemara's kasha right after the kasha from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, it says v'aksiv v'yal Eliyahu b'sar shemayim. Mamish is pasuk that the Yavetz asks for him, and the Gemara answers l'mata ma'asar. The Gemara taka answers l'mata ma'asar. So what's the Yavetz asking on the Gemara from Eliyahu? If the Gemara itself asks this kasha, and the Gemara answers it, l'char it's tamua what he means to ask. And Mistama, you have to say that Avada, he understands that the Gemara asks his kasha, but he's coming to say he doesn't hear the teretz of the Gemara. This teretz of l'mata ma'asara doesn't really fit in by Eliyahu, because it says over there HaShemayim, sounds like he was mamish in Shemayim. It's not that he was l'mata ma'asara, that's what he means to ask, even though his lashon is not so mashim like that, but l'char, that's what you have to say. He's coming after the Gemara's kasha and saying that it's still shver. But whatever it is, that's the kasha of the Gemara. The problem is now that the Gemara asks it, my shtickle ter doesn't really work, because at the end of the day, if Eliyahu was going as a malach, then what was the whole Gemara's kasha to begin with? Why do we have a kasha? Why do you have to answer l'mata ma'asara? He was a malach and he could do what he wants. So I think you have to say that the pshat is like this, and I found Rabbi Yashiv in the Haaretz over here pretty much says it's pshat, that Rabbi Yashiv starts off the other way around. He's saying it's pasha to him that a malach could go up into Shemayim, so he doesn't even understand the Gemara's kasha from Eliyahu Navi. What was the Gemara asking? So he says that Bal Karchach, what the Gemara is asking is that, yes, we know a malach, Eliyahu Navi, as a malach could go up into Shemayim, but the pasha says he only turned himself into a malach once he got up into Shemayim, but up until that point he was an Adam. So how could he go as an Adam into Shemayim Mamish and then turn to a malach? It says, Lo Alu Eliyahu Lamarim. And on that, the Gemara answers that, and Echinami, he went up as an Adam up until the Matam Asara, right before what's called Shemayim. At that point, he turned himself into a Malach, and then when he went into Shemayim, he was not a Malach, and that's not a Kasha, that never bothered the Gemara, but this day he went up, the Vayal, he was an Adam up until the Matam Asara Tfachim, and Lamaisi is Mechamin to the Radvaz, Radvaz and Chuvah says it's Beferish, that this that it says, Eliyonov, he went up, Avada, when he went up, as a malach, he went all the way into Shemayim, mamish into Shemayim, but the Gemara means to say that when he went up with his guf, it was only l'mata ma'asara. Once he got to l'mata ma'asara, he was napach to a malach, he was nizdakech, and then the taka went into Shemayim, he was able to remain in Shemayim la'aylam as a malach, as the Yavetz said.